You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
It's exciting to be in this time and in this season with a fresh prophetic word for 2026. Our prophetic word for 2026 is releasing the old and embracing the new. And that word doesn't just come from nowhere. And it doesn't come from thin air.
Yeah.
It comes from the Word of God.
Yeah. Comes from the Word. Comes from the Word. So we can stand on the Word. We are secure by the Word. And when we look back in Joshua, why we are secure with that theme. We're secure with that team. Very secure. And we're supporting that team. Because we're going to give you so much scripture to support that. But the one that we give in here is from Joshua chapter 1. When one chapter of life was closed, which Moses led. Mm-hmm. Moses led that. And it come to a close. And Joshua is wishing and hoping and trying to pray that Moses is coming back. But Moses is not coming back. That's what God is telling you. Joshua, you can quit praying and hoping for Moses because he's not coming back. Moses, my servant, is dead. And in the Bible, we know that no one knew where the body of Moses was.
Right.
The angel kept that away because Moses was such a tremendous leader, such a tremendous leader that they would have dig him up. They would have dig up Moses' body. That's my thought.
Yeah.
And they would be there begging God night and day to raise Moses back. So the angels got to take Moses away. So that's it. Moses is done. And now it's Joshua time. The new.
Yeah.
Joshua is going to take the people into the new. Into the new. Mm-hmm. Into the new. And you had 3 points there. One, he says to be strong.
Yeah.
Right? Give those points again because they're great.
He was directed to be strong and courageous.
Just, yeah.
And then that's in three areas.
Yes.
Spiritually, he must be strong and courageous. Physically,
he must be strong and courageous.
And in leadership, he must be strong and courageous. Because sometimes when we're, you know, doing Bible study and we're going over scripture and such, we're thinking, well, it's just spiritual strength. And we just turn it on and off when we're in and out of church or in and out of times of need. You know, what we see as need, even though we need God every moment, every day. So we need to continue to increase not only in spiritual strength and courage, but also in physical strength and courage. That's our physical body, making sure that we are healthy because our spirit can only do as much as our body can take it, as far as our human body can take it. When it comes time to go and to do things, to minister and such, we have to be well fit. Can't be up there preaching and passing out.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to close the service a little early. I can't give the full word because I'm out of breath. No, we can't do that. The singer's up there. Oh, we got to cut this song. I got to go sit down. No, we need to be in physical health to be able to do what God has set our spirit in the earth to be able to do. Our body is the living temple of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit. So we have, just like you go through a room in your house, especially this time of year, you know, in the new year, trying to do you know, New Year cleaning and such and getting stuff in order, or walking through your church or your business, and you start seeing things, this can't continue like this in the new year. So we also have to do that same self-assessment on our physical bodies.
Yes.
In order to be able to continue to run the race with endurance.
Because, and we can just stop right there on the physical, be strong. Mm-hmm. So it all encompasses. And the Holy Spirit is enlightening you, quickening you, to give you more understanding of what God, when God spoke that word into Joshua, he told him he must be strong. And he must be what? Courageous. For this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their father to give them. He says, look here, you got a big toss. Yes. You can't be sick to do it.
Mm-hmm. And you had to have the leadership and the direction to do,
do it.
Because it's
in there.
A physical task. That's the dynamics and such of the land. That's not spiritual. It's an inheritance.
Yeah.
And it's something that he has to be able to now manage the people, mediate situations and such, and lead them into what God has set for them. And he has to do it with a positive way of leadership, of leading the people. Because Moses, he didn't enter into the promised land because he, at one time, there was an act where he operated in rebellion towards the people that he was leading, in rebellion to God and rebellion to the people. And he acted in such a way, he was given a clear directive from God, and he went back to the old way. He went back to the first way when they were trying to get the water out of the rock. So the first time, it was okay. He was supposed to tap the rock and get the water, and all was well. Well, the second time, he was supposed to speak to the rock in order for it to release the water. And he said, no, you rebellious people, what I got to do? And just hits it again with the stick. And it because of that, that was the thing right there. That was the deal breaker. God said, because of this, because you exalted yourself and you didn't exalt me, you're not going in. You're going to see the promised land with your eye, but you're not going to go in. And we know it at the end of Deuteronomy, how he stood on top of the mountain and he oversaw, he looked into what he wasn't able to physically walk into. So his eyes, and the Bible makes a note, lets us know he could see good. His sight was not diminished. He had perfect sight. At his age, he was able to see into it, but he wasn't able to obtain it because he exalted himself instead of exalting the Lord. He had a spirit of rebellion and such, and you people, you know, to the people that he's leading and such. And he didn't effectively respond in that moment.
Dan, this is such a powerful word as we start the year and as leaders. And our followers, we have to make sure that we're strong in these areas. We have to make sure that our life exemplifies strength physically. So we can go through 2026 with a broken down body. So we got to prepare our body physically. And I'm just in awe of how the Holy Spirit will release the meaning to us of what, when God tells Joshua to be strong, it all encompasses physical strength. So Joshua has to be in good shape because we know he's going to do, he says, everywhere the sole of your feet
touch. So you're walking.
So you got to walk. He can't be sick. He has to be in good physical shape. Yeah, you know, see it?
Yeah.
Oh, the Holy Spirit. So he's not just going to sit up into a church and give command.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go out there physically and do some physical labor. He's going to walk to the breath. How many miles that is. So he's going to have to be strong physically. And that's why this year and every year we do fasting at our church. Yeah. That you know, we fast for, and our fast encompasses spiritual fast. but for strength from the Lord, spiritually, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. God, show me and direct my life. But we also fast physically so that my body will not be broken down.
Yeah, so your body will have a chance to rest and it also makes room for the new.
Yeah.
So you keep your body fasting, and not only is it good spiritually, but it's also good health-wise because everything we eat sometimes, our organs get bombarded with all the stuff coming at you. So when you stop eating, your body has a chance to regenerate and renew itself so that when you do start eating again, it's in good shape. If we constantly keep on putting stuff in our body and stuff in our body and don't give it a break, then that's going to not make us healthy in the future. So fasting is not only spiritual, but it's also physical. It has physical health benefits as well as spiritual. And it also helps us to become disciplined. And over time, we learn how to become disciplined. And in the beginning, it feels really hard to do that. But as you keep on doing it and pursuing it, it becomes much easier. And so that's how life is. Sometimes we have to do the new, but it's uncomfortable because we don't know. It's an unknown and we don't know what's going to happen. But eventually we have the strength and the courage to do what we need to do and go forward. Even though sometimes we feel like we're on shaky ground, we can lean on the rock.
Yeah.
You know, we can be strong through God.
Oh, man, we got so much to give because this is a brand new year and all the thoughts. So it's spinning because of what we're going to do, because we got to be strong physically. So we got to be healthy. There's 12 months. We can go through, do great things for God in lying down sick. Yeah. And in order for us to be healthy, we got to do the right thing, like Pastor Emily just says. It's when we fast, we get the spiritual benefit, but we also get the physical benefit from fasting because the whole that we store, all those calories that we store need to get gone. We need to let them out. Calorie in, calorie out. You know, so we got to get them out. And the only way you get it out is when you quit eating. That's it. Calorie in, calorie out. Or it gets out. You got to take a day and stop eating. So let what you have leave your body so you can put more in. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, and at that time, the damaged cells and such in our body also get cleansed out.
Come on.
So it's not just the food that's leaving. There's other things that could cause disease, that could cause discomfort that are leaving as well.
Yes.
So we have to be excited. That's why we have to change the way we think. We have to release the old mindset.
Yes.
I don't need a double, extra large, quadruple size.
Yeah.
No, your body doesn't need that.
You don't need it.
And we have to embrace the new when it comes to we're eating for health.
Yes.
We're eating to live. We're not living
to
eat. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make a day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.